Well, the month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and a lot of folks are dealing with a lot of issues these days, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic that we don't usually have to deal with this time of the year. We're going to talk about some of those issues today. We have Carmen Rowland with us, an RN who's Program Director of the Senior Life Solutions at the Cass County Health System. Carmen, good morning.
Good morning, Sam. Great to be here.
You betcha. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time. You know, when we talk about Mental Health Awareness Month, that carries a lot of weight by itself under normal circumstances, but these are not normal circumstances these days.
No, absolutely not. With the COVID-19 going on right now, it is really putting a damper on everyone's lifestyles, and it's causing a lot of undue stress that we wouldn't normally experience. We got a lot of isolation going on with the social distancing that we're experiencing right now, and especially with our elders who may already be experiencing mental health issues, this is really causing them more exacerbation in those areas and can cause more fluctuation and isolation. It can cause them more problems in possibly suicidal ideation and thoughts such as that, and it just makes them really have a poor quality of life right now.
You bet. Well, getting back to kind of the main part of this, too, there's a certain stigma attached to mental health, which is kind of really strange these days when you think about it, because so many people do, in some way or another, suffer through some issues.
Absolutely. Mental health stigmas are really quite widespread, regardless on how far we've come through the years. And we have such things such as public stigma, which is where how the public views other people with mental illnesses and that negativity and that negative view that comes with that. The other thing is the own person's perceived stigma on themselves and the shame that they may feel with it as well. It's actually very much more common than a lot of people realize. 1 out of 5 people will experience mental health issues throughout their lifetime at some time or another. And this is especially true because a lot of people realize it doesn't matter who you are, you can experience challenges in your life that actually can impact your mental health.
Are some people better equipped, or maybe do they just handle things better than others?
Some people do. Some people have some natural coping skills that they deal with things a little bit naturally better than other people. And other people don't handle things nearly as well, and they need a little help in learning coping skills to deal with those situations.
You bet. Well, and part of the problem with those types of stigmas, too, is that sometimes it keeps people from getting the assistance that they need.
Absolutely, because they feel that shame that they... from the public, from themselves, as far as being mental health patient, and they actually, a lot of them feel like I'm not the same, I'm different, and so they're scared to reach out because a lot of people don't want others to know maybe that they have it, because you wouldn't realize that the person sitting next to you might have depression or anxiety issues.
You bet. Well, we can take an x-ray and find a broken bone, an MRI and find different types of things. If we cut ourselves, we can see the damage. Not so much all the time on the surface with mental health issues. What should folks look for? What types of symptoms are there that maybe something is wrong?
Well, there's a lot of different ways that mental health issues can actually manifest in a person. You have your typical signs and symptoms that you would normally see with people that are anxious or depressed. You know, people that are depressed tend to isolate. They tend to withdraw from others. They might sleep a whole lot. With anxiety, they may feel really keyed up and not be able to relax. They might get very irritable with others and just have things that they don't understand why they're snapping at everything. Some of the other things that people are not aware of is that our physical health is very much impacted by our mental health. And so anxiety and depression can manifest itself in different ways that way, such as it can cause you to have digestive disorders or high blood pressure. It can increase your heart risk or your heart disease risk. Obesity, chronic pain is a huge one. Fatigue, it can increase actually how often you get ill or how ill you may become. And these are just a tip of the iceberg as to the manifestations physically that people can experience. The other thing is that if you already have chronic conditions such as pain, depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues can actually make those feel so much worse than they actually are.
Well, and sometimes if folks don't get the help that they really need, then they can kind of mistake some of these things as just being, oh, I have high blood pressure, I have a digestive issue. They don't look at it as being part of a larger problem.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important that caregivers and health workers actually look at everybody in the holistic package of a person and not only address what physical ailments they may be having, but also address and look at the fact of what's going on in that person's life that might be causing some more issues for them. And it, you know, that chronic pain that they might be feeling may not be a strained muscle. It might actually be a mental health emotion distress.
Carmen, there's so much information out there online that a lot of people like to go find things and maybe do a lot of self-diagnosing. Is that a problem when it comes to mental health issues as well?
It can very much be. A lot of times we want to realize that not everything we read online is correct. You want to make sure that the resources that you reach out to are absolutely 100% giving you the up-to-date, most current and accurate information you can receive, especially if you're looking online. Now, there are other ways that you can reach out and get help or education and learn more about mental health awareness and maybe have some more insight into yourself, and that's to reach out to our community-based outpatient clinics that can help you, and that includes some of the mental health clinics here in our community as well as surrounding communities, as well as our Senior Life Solutions program here at Cass County Health System.
Sure. Well, I know one of the effects of COVID-19 is the fact that with social distancing, and some folks are in more of an isolation type situation, maybe working from home or different types of things like that. They're not working at all, spending more time online and doing some of those things. So it kind of leads people to kind of spending more time there looking for more of that information.
Absolutely, they are. And the problem with that is a lot of times, like I said, you can't rely on everything that you see on the internet and on social media. And so therefore, it can actually stir up more anxiety and worry and distress for these patients. I highly recommend that if anyone is feeling those emotions, that they look at activities and things that they enjoy doing that can keep them focused on being connected with others while we're social distancing.
Things like what?
And those kind of things would be like FaceTiming on Messenger, on your phone, on your tablet, texting each other, reaching out, making a phone call. It could be as simple as writing a letter back and forth, a very, very lost activity that people used to do all the time. And who wouldn't want to get a really cool letter in the mail?
Remember those days, huh? Very
yeah.
Good. Well, and just looking out for your overall health has got to be a plus too, right?
Absolutely. Because, again, the connection between your mental health and your physical health is so strongly connected that when you are feeling emotionally well, even if you have chronic illnesses, you tend to feel better than you did if you hadn't reached out for help to help with the emotional part of that.
Sure. Exercise, diet, all those kinds of things.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Doing, you know, you can do simple things around the house, sewing, reading, biking, gardening, you know, any of those activities that you may enjoy doing, anything that makes you feel better. Eating a healthy diet, drinking plenty of fluids, keeping healthy and hydrated. That also helps your physical well-being as well. Get outside, soak up some of that sun. The vitamin D in there, it boosts those chemicals in your brain and that make your mood better. Let's see, some of the other things to feel better, exercise, go for a walk. You know, you can still social distance. Just stay across the street or down the street from your friends and, you know, holler at them. You can still converse with your neighbors. Just do it through the window rather than being right next to them. there's a lot of different ways you can be creative and come up with some really neat ways in order to stay connected with others and still keep that well emotional well-being that we strive for and not be so isolated and down.
Sure. So is it safe to say that no one is completely immune from different types of mental health issues depending upon the circumstances we might find ourselves in?
Absolutely not. People from all walks of life, every social status, race, gender, and age can experience mental illnesses and things that may challenge their emotional well-being.
Very good. Well, you mentioned before that look for some of those local resources. And, of course, we have one right here.
Absolutely, we do. Cass County Health System has a Senior Life Solutions program. And this program is geared and targeted more for our elder population of 65 or older that are struggling with emotional well-being. But it's not to say that we can't help in finding resources for anyone who needs help.
And I assume all the services are confidential.
Absolutely. Anytime a call is made to us, that is kept under strict confidentiality.
You bet. So the first step is just to recognize that it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to talk to someone and just make the phone call.
That's right. We want to stop that stigma. So, you know, let's get together and talk about it. So if you have any further information, of course, you can always call us here at Senior Life Solutions. And I can certainly give you that number if you'd like it, Jim.
That would be great.
Absolutely. The number here is 712-250-8100. And any one of us would be happy to assist anyone who is needing any kind of help.
Very good. So recognize there might be an issue. Make that phone call and maybe get the ball rolling. It might just be a nice visit, but there might be some deeper issues that need to be dealt with that could affect your overall health and well-being. We certainly don't want that.
Absolutely not.
Carmen, thank you so much. It's Carmen Rowland. She is the Program Director for Senior Life Solutions, Cass County Health System. Appreciate the good information so much. Appreciate all the work you do.
Thanks, Jim. It was great to be here today.